Your Bible, I want you to look with me in the book of Psalm 78. I've been reading and studying through this psalm, and I'll preach again from here tonight, Psalm chapter 78. I told you that Asaph was the writer of the psalm, and he sounded the cymbals before the ark and knew something about worship, and the Lord gave him understanding. And here we read this psalm tonight, and we preached tonight from it. And now I want to look in verse number 8 and verse number 9 and verse 10 tonight. And to read them verses, and he said in there in verse 8, he's speaking here to Israel, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant of God, and refused to walk in his law. Verse 11 goes on to say, and forgot his works and his wonderful wonders that he had showed them. I want to try to preach tonight in verse number 9, and I want to preach on the day of battle. Here it said the children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. Another question too, are you in the battle tonight? And when I look at this, it amazes me to see this verse and what it, if you get everything out of it, and to see that how these, the children of Ephraim, turned back in the day of battle. And you know, the question first of all is, why did they turn back and where did they turn back to? And you know, there's so many people turning back in these days when it comes down to battling, and we need to be warriors. We need to battle. Amen. The word battle there means a hostile encounter or a war. Right? And we see today we're in a battle, brother. Right? A man that's in the Christian faith is in a battle. And the church is in a battle in this hour. And many churches have turned back from the way of God. Think about it. Ephraim. He was the son of Joseph. He was given a patriarch blessing of Jacob, was intended for the elder, but brother Manasseh, but we know that God blessed Ephraim with it. Ephraim is the line that Joshua come from, and he was the great captain or leader of the Israelites. Looks like to me just that right there would say the children of Ephraim were under that good lead of a captain like Joshua coming out of that tribe. And this shows to me, friend, you're not... Thank God, just because my granddaddy served God don't mean I'm going to. Amen. It should be like that, and we know that's the way it runs, but it's not always necessarily so. There's been better men than you and I, thank God, that raised children that never did serve God. Look at Samuel's. They took bribes. And all through the scripture, there was some David, a man after God's own heart, and the sword never left his house because of the sin of Uriah the Hittite. And so we know. Just because a man's a captain of something don't mean that everybody's going to follow God and do what God says. And then think about this. Ephraim was one of the larger tribes in Israel. And you think about that. That just don't necessarily mean this because somebody think God's got a large number they can stand. In the day of battle, it says, here's another thought too. They were armed. They were carrying bows. They were skilled. And they had, my friend, thank God, a weaponry. They had it, brother. They were equipped. And they turned back. Amen. I tell you, that's sad. To think that here this tribe, thank God's equipped to fight the battle, and they turned back. Thank God, we ought to turn to God, not turn back. Amen. We need to fight the battle. And there's a battle in this day. And we need to fight the battle. Thank God, there ain't no need to turn back. Thank God, we're all about the battle tonight. Amen. That's right. You in a battle. I'm in a battle tonight, friend. Thank God, this thing ain't got a bunch of sissy soldiers in it. Hey, God, if you're going to live for God, you're going to go through some battles. You're going to face some battles. Hey, God, there ain't no need to turn back in the battle. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Now, I'll say this tonight. Boys, I'm telling you, you look at this thing. This country's in a battle tonight, too. and all kind of battles. I can preach on that tonight. The day of battle is still here. Thank God. It was a continual battle for them tribes. Why did Ephraim do that? Well, Ephraim never really got along with Judah that good. They was fighting for independence and standing for God. And there's still conflict amongst these tribes. I'm telling you, that's sad, friend. But isn't that the way it is even in the church world today? And when I say that, I'm talking about on our realm. Thank God we can't even get together because of things that we can't see eye to eye on. And it's sad the way the devil's arranging and the way things are in this hour. And here they can't even get along and fight the battle together. And they turned back on God. And they lost after one another. Thank God that's why tonight we're in the shape we are. Thank God we need to realize that it ain't just about me. It's about the brethren. Amen. That's right. Thank God. God help us to stay in the battle tonight. Put on the whole armor of God. Contend for the faith, as Jude said, and not turn back in the Arab warfare while our brother are in the fight. But I want you to recognize this thought tonight, if you will, the day of battle and what the battle is. I will say there's a battle in the field tonight. I think about Matthew 13 when I bring that up. I think about the field there when God's man, God said that Jesus said that there would be a field, and the field was the world. And he said, thank God, the Lord sowed the good seed in the field. That's right, there's a battle in the field. And the tares were sown by the enemy. And there in that field was wheat, and there was tares. And thank God the tares hindered the wheat. But he said, let them grow together, lest while pulling up the tares, that you would, thank God, pull up the wheat. And I will tell you this tonight. Listen, Israel over there, the battle's over the land and over the wealth. But it really is a religious battle in the land of Israel tonight. Thank God there's been some tares planted amongst them. And brother, it goes back a long time. Thank God to the day Ishmael was born and his seed has warred against God's seed. And that seed, thank God, my friend of Ishmael, it's a wild man seed, and them seeds is in the field tonight. Thank God, and they're still hindering Isaac. They're still hindering, thank God, Israel. Thank God, one day the battle has got to be over there. And our Lord comes back and fights the battle, and the nation of Israel shall be saved. I'm telling you tonight, thank God, there's a battle in the field tonight. And it's in the Middle East where Israel is, God's holy nation, and my friend, his time of peace. Amen. That's right. Thank God. I tell you, people's foolish tonight. I actually think God's left the nation of Israel. That's God's country tonight, friend. You might as well mark her down. I'm glad I'm an American. I'm glad God let me be born in this country. But America's gone away from God. They've turned back in the day of battle. Israel's blinded tonight. But I'll tell you, thank God, one day they're going to see with their own eyes that one they pierced. Amen. And their nation will be saved. I'll tell you, that's God's nation. Everything in prophecy about, thank God, you ever read, runs through the nation of Israel. About the Messiah, about the coming events. In prophecy, run through that nation. Amen. That's right. Where'd Jesus come from? He come from the woman, which was Israel. Thank God. And the battle of night between that woman, thank God, and that serpent. Amen. I tell you tonight, there's a battle going on over there right now. Amen. They're talking about this thing with Syria. Amen. Thinking about bombing. Hey, friend, I'm going to tell you, kick off another world war. It could kick off something else. I'm telling you, better keep your eye there and see what's going on. Hey, God, they said, when you see these things come to pass, lift up your eyes. Hey, God, your redemption draws down. He's about to come again. I tell you, there's a battle. But the battle's already been won. Hey, God, on Calvary. And he's coming again. And the battle, thank God, heals. Amen.
tonight, thank God. There's a battle in the field tonight. It's over that land over there. Israel was declared a nation in 1948. That's right. That's a miracle of God prophecy being fulfilled. The Jews has gone back to that land. That's their land over there. God gave it to them. Amen. But there's a battle over there tonight. Hey friend, every time I see some kind of news, hear some kind of news about what's going on in that area, thank God I look up and say, Lord, anoint nigh. Amen. He said to lift up your head. Amen. When all these is coming against Israel. Hey friend, I tell you what, there's a battle. Hey, God's protected them. God's looked after them. That little old Syrian nation over there. God put his arms around it and protected them. When the battle got strong, God lifted up his hand. Amen. That's right. Hey, listen, friend. They was a chosen nation, not because there's a lot of them. That's right. There's a few of them. That's right, son. That's God. Hey, listen, he's a sovereign God. He called out a nation to himself. He called out a people to himself. They don't like it, but he did. You say, wonder why God chose Israel? Because he wanted to. Thank God, I can't find it. Ain't no, because it's the good pleasure of his will that he chose that nation to be his nation. Amen. And thank God the Messiah would come through it. And all the patriarchs. Amen. That's right, brother. Thank God. And there's been a battle ever since. And there's a battle over a night. And they say, we're going to straighten them out. Leave them alone. You know, I got to straighten that crowd out over there against them. Amen. Their children and offsprings. Amen. And all that come through them. They're reprobate nations. They're not going to ever turn. Well, there might be one God pluck out of the fire. But as a nation as a whole, ain't got a bunch of Muslims. Islamic religion that hate Christ. The devil hates Christ. And the battle's with the devil. And the man friend, ain't got to do anything he can. And to hinder God and the working of God. Hey God, but I tell you what, as a church, we ought to stay in the battle. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Amen. There's a battle in the field. Now I know the field's the world right there in type. We talk about how the devil comes so tired amongst the wheat. And that can be in the church too. I understand that. He said the wicked one came while the men slept and they sowed tares in the field. There's a battle in the field. Amen. That's right. It's always been over authority. Struggle with authority. That's right. As you know, I'm telling you the truth. They want to be in charge, you know, and don't want God to be in charge. That's what's wrong with the church today. That's what's wrong with the Laodicean church age. They don't want God to be in charge of the church. Listen to me. Don't blow up at me, will you? Amen. I've been studying on this thing, thinking on this thing about church movements down through the years. And God don't have but one true church, and it's a Bible-believing church. Amen. That's right. It practices New Testament doctrine. And the Bible said it's the pillar and ground of truth. And it, listen to me. It don't matter what title's on it. It's what's practiced on the inside of it, of the house of God. Amen. Somebody said, I'm independent, fundamental, premillennial. That don't mean nothing to God. Amen. I mean, you can be what your title is, but most of them have been caught running. And run by men instead of run by God Almighty. If we can't have liberty in here to look at God and do it the way God said, it wouldn't be the way of God. Amen. I've heard them say, bless God, it's going to be my way or no way. It better be God's way or no way. Amen. I tell you, friend, we're living in an hour. Thank God where man's got their hand on everything. And God don't want them to do it. He wants to do it. But God's not going to do it as long as man's got his hand in it. God will use men and work through men. But friend, I'm telling you what, he'll not share his glory with nobody. His glory will only be in his Son. And when we take it away from him, it's no more than a man-made call. Amen. Yeah, yeah. That's right. God have mercy on us. I'm telling you, the battle's in the church today. God help me to preach the word of God and try to lead as God leads me, but I realize, no, it's God. Amen. This church ain't made up of one person, it's one body. The one person's Christ, and one, thank God, the body's of Christ. Amen. He put a man of God, I understand that, and know to preach the gospel and lead and protect the flock. Amen. Even them shepherds, thank God, over there in Palestine. Philistine around Israel, they'd give their life for their own sheep. If a bear ain't got or something got in the fold, well, they'd give their own life. They'd die themselves before they'd let their sheep die. I tell you, that's the way the man of God ought to be. He ought to guard this church with his life and say, dear God, we can't let nothing in that hinder the sheep and hurt the sheep, because ain't got it ought to be pure and holy and right and glorify God. We're in a day of battle. Everything's trying to creep in. God help us with 2 feet and a voice. Ain't God to take a stand and battle and do right and let this church be a holy place and that people can come and worship God and enjoy His presence and the blessings of God Almighty. Amen. That's right. Thank God. I'll say there's a battle in the field tonight. Then there's a battle in the flesh. The biggest battle you'll ever have is with yourself. That's right. Galatians 5:17 said, the flesh lusteth against the spirit. The spirit against the flesh. These are contrary one to the other. You cannot do the things that you would. You can't do it. Said if you do, you'll walk in the flesh. And they that are in the flesh cannot please God. That's what he says. You watch the flesh preaching that carnal nature I'm preaching about. Them things your flesh likes. It's contrary to God. That's right. God help us. I want to help you tonight. I need to help myself. That's right. But your flesh is the enemy of God. I'll tell you that. That's why it can't inherit the kingdom of God. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God because it's flesh. And he told Nicodemus, that's what's born of flesh is flesh. And John 6 said the flesh profiteth nothing. So we know the flesh is an enemy of God. Just go ahead and wake up in the morning, look in the mirror and say, Joel Hyatt, you're an enemy of God, but there's a Holy Ghost in you. Ain't God that birthed you in the family of God, God divine nature. Ain't God that can control you if you'll submit to Him. And you can walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Hey, you can be under complete control of the Holy Ghost. Or you can yield to the flesh. Amen. And to go the hard way, and my friend bear, ain't God corrupt stuff in your life? Hey man, I tell the battle's in the flesh. Your anger's in the flesh. Your temptations are in the flesh. Ain't God, your desires is in the flesh. When they're carnal, God never gives a man a carnal desire. Everything about God's spiritual. And when we live carnal and think carnal and want carnal things, we're living in the flesh and not in the Holy Ghost. That's right. The battle's in the flesh. It's the biggest battle you'll face. Keep our hearts right and guard our thoughts. Heard a fellow say today preaching. He said, you're so carnal, you wouldn't want your thoughts revealed. And I said, buddy, you missed it a minute. I said, you ought not said your. You ought have said ours. Amen. Don't ever think you don't think things you ought not think. That runs through your mind, friend, as a Christian. That's right. I tell you, old man of God said it right, buddy. It ain't what runs through your mind. It's what settles in your mind.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right. It ain't what... ain't got no bird coming over your head. You might not stop him. But I tell you what, you can keep from building a nest in it. Oh, flesh. It's the flesh. Hey, God, we're in a battle tonight. There's a battle in the field. There's a battle in the flesh. Hey, man, somebody said, I got in the flesh. You are in the flesh. You better submit to the Spirit. No excuses for it. They don't say tonight there's a battle with the foe, our adversary. If you don't think you have one, you do. His name's the God of this world. The serpent, the devil. He's against anything Christ is about or for. And he set out to destroy us. This world is his grounds of battle. Put her down. But as David said, the battle is the Lord's. You'll never defeat a giant until you see and get it in your heart that it's not your battle. I guarantee you, friend, I'd just be like the rest of David's brothers. They looked at how the stature of Goliath and seen how big he was. And saw that he was a foe of Israel. And that he, there wasn't no way in a natural man's mind that we could overcome and defeat a giant. Thank God that David didn't see him like that. He seen him as that lion bear. He seen him, thank God, as God did. Just another giant. And thank God, David said, the battle's the Lord's. Hey, there's some giants in your life that the devil is in your way. Just remember, it's not your battle. It's his battle. And give it to him tonight. And let him fight it for you. Amen. That's right. The battle with the foe, the world, the grounds. We got a godless world we live in. Fight against it from the government to the schoolhouse to the lust of this evil world. An ungodless government that would favor same-sex marriage and abortion and all ungodly laws of this land, that's a battle. If we're godly and love God, we hate sin like He does. And killing babies is a sin. Amen, preacher. That's right. Same-sex marriage is an abomination before God Almighty. Liquor's an abomination. Drugs is an abomination. Amen. The Bible said in the Word of God, He said, hey, God, stay from all appearance of evil. And he also said, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness.
Right.
But rather reprove them. It's what God said. He said not to company with them. Look at your company tonight and tell me you're a godly person. That's right. Right here's my people.
Yes.
And I'm not a self-righteous man. God help, I know depravity so much, I know how it is. Ain't nobody going to tell me no self-righteous man. I know I'm totally depraved without grace. I'm the worst man ever walked in shoe leather without grace. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about who I choose to fellowship with.
Yeah.
Somebody said, well, I just don't have no friends. Well, maybe you're looking in the wrong place.
Yeah.
Hey, we got the foe out there. I'm telling you, there's a battle with the foe. Anybody can take your mind off God and the will of God and the Word of God. I'm telling you, he's not your friend. He's your foe. You can't get healthy off television, movie theaters,
right,
computers. And all you do is fill your mind up with flesh. The foe will tear you up. I want to ask you a question. I told this to them men up there at the cell the other day. I said, I've never found one sin was ever worth the consequence. I mean, not one, son. There'll be so many things to pop up, son, when you're 13, 14, and 15 years old that you'll think your head's going around and your motor's going 120 miles an hour. But I just want to remind you, we done been there and we failed there many a time. But you don't have to. And there'll never be one sin, Jeremy. Not one. Not one. There'll never be one sin. One sin that's ever worth partaking in. Amen. Knowing the consequences of what sin brings. There's a foe out there tonight. And I say it in a meek and humble way, because I'm as weak as branch water without the grace of God. There's a battle tonight, and there's a foe, the evil world, the lust of it, the schoolhouse, liberals. And I'll tell you this tonight, the battle really is continual. I wish I could wake up in the morning and say, praise God, there ain't no battle.
Yeah.
First time I wake up in the morning, I say, wait a minute, there's a battle. Who out the door? There's a battle.
Yeah.
He said they turned back in the day of battle. The day of conflict
turn back. Notice this. Better listen to me here. I'm about through. We're in the battle tonight for souls. There's no need to come up after the service and try to convince me that that's not what the main battle is.
That's right.
I understand, though, the glory of God is at stake. But the whole thing deals with sinners and souls. If He can worldlyize our church, if He can calm down our preaching, if He can cause us to get another battle, then we've lost the battle. We've already turned then. There's a lot of souls at stake tonight. And I'm going to tell you what. Christ is the Savior of souls, but He does it through His church. The battle is over sinners. The battle is over souls. Now let me get this here. Think about this. It said the children of Ephraim. What was the prior scriptures? That their children might know. That they might tell their children.
Amen.
But the children of Ephraim turned back. What was they telling their children? What are you telling your children tonight? What are you telling your children? You don't have to speak to tell them something.
Amen.
Boy, I don't eat peaches much, but I like a good juicy peach. And I pick that joker up, wash it off, and put my teeth in it.
Yeah.
It ain't telling me nothing. But I'll tell you what, when I put my teeth in it, it's saying something, buddy.
Yeah.
Thank God this thing's good. And I must tell you something tonight. You don't have to say nothing. It's what you're telling your children is what we live in.
Yeah.
If we turn back in the day of battle and don't stay in the battle and the fight, thank God for us. And the old time way. What are we saying? We've got the battle, thank God. Keep the sanctuary. A spiritual place. And the place where the God of heaven is. Where there's liberty to preach. And the unction of the Holy Ghost. And something from heaven. Hey, friend, we're in a battle tonight. But I'll tell you what, that little old boy there is at stake. God's got a method in what He does. He's got a method. His method is for a church to be on fire for God. His method for a church is to have biblical preaching. Anointed preaching. That's God's method of getting the gospel to sinners and also to edify the church through preaching and teaching of the Word of God, that the Word of God might instruct them and edify them and teach them. And it is the doctrine of God that we're to teach. And these people, thank God, that come in and get equipped to go back out to fight the battle. Amen. And can I tell you this tonight? The battle is not fought alone. We've got to have one another in this thing, friends.
Sure do. Amen.
Thank God. What would it be like if one man tried to fight? It'd be rough. I need you, brother.
Amen.
I need y'all, brother. Amen. Y'all need me. I mean, that's just the way it is. We need one another. God help. We got, I mean, son. Ain't no time in the battle. No time for pointing fingers. Ain't got us time to join together and say, let's battle together. Amen. Thank God. He said they turned back in the day of battle. And boys, I'm telling you, there's a battle for souls tonight. I told this not long ago. I liked it. I read it. Fella said that little old boy came up that morning and got saved. Preacher said, well, this boy stepped on scales this morning and outweighed the whole world. Because he said one soul is worth more than the whole world.
Yes,
that boy or girl, that lady or servant comes down an aisle and gets born again. Thank God we can say the battle's been won in that heart. Amen. But one day the battle will be over. It'll all be over.
Yeah.
He's going to close her out, boys. I guarantee he's closing her out. This thing's closing down, too.
Yes, he is.
Amen. It's closing out. The curtain's going to be pulled. The victory's already been won. But there's a battle yet to come.
Yeah.
And I already know who the winner is.
Yes.
That's right. It's Christ.
Amen.
And His church. And the battle's going to be over. And this whole thing's going to be over. I don't want to know in them days that I turned back and didn't stay in the battle. That little boy right there, he's worth it. That little girl there's worth it. Every soul's worth it. Are you in the battle tonight? Are you in the battle for right and old time religion? He said they turned back in the day of battle. Armed. These people were armed. They knew what they was doing with bows. These people were armed. They had it. But they turned back. You ever heard that before? That church at one time had it?
Yeah.
You ever heard that?
Yeah.
That Christian at one time he had it. But he turned back in the day of battle. Right, said it ain't worth it. It is worth it. It is worth it. God help us not to turn back in the day of battle. Let's stand tonight. Appreciate you hearing the word of God.